This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back is Bexler with a tray. Good for Anna. 3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She comes along, 3 balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher. 3-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Raderman. Open, 3 ball, buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3 ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a barn burner for you tonight from here at Bodkins. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Bodkins Trojans 9-0 on the year, 5-0 in the Shelby County League, ranked fourth in the state in boys division 4, taking on the red hot Jackson Center Tigers, 8-2 on the season, 4-2 in the SCAL. Bodkins beat Jackson Center 68-55 in the opening game of the SCAL schedule. Bodkins one of the 13, drained 9 threes in that game, shot 57% to beat Jackson Center. Tigers much improved. Bodkins better as well, Chuck. Jackson Center's gotten great support around Aiden Reichert. That's important tonight. Bodkins has got the beef to contend with Reichert on the inside.
Well, they did an outstanding job on Aiden in the first game. They guarded him straight up with Denton Homan down on the block.
Yep.
And he had 2-3 blocks against him. And then when Reichert would move out and away and catch the ball in the middle, they were driving 2 and 3 people on him and telling somebody else they need to score. That is where Jackson Center has gotten better. The kids in that first game weren't ready to be the scorer, and now they have become that. So, you know, I'm excited for this game. This is going to be what I think maybe the best game we've had for the season so far.
Oh, it sure could be. No question about it. We've had some doozies up to this point in time. In that first encounter, Bodkins jumped out on top 19-16 after one, led 31-29 at the halftime break. Bodkins was up 50-46 at the end of three. I think the game was tied very late in that third quarter. If Bodkins went on a surge and carried into the fourth, Bodkins pulled away, outscoring Jackson Center 18-9 in that decisive fourth quarter to win it by a final tally of 68-55. Jamison Meyer came off the bench for Bodkins in that game, hit a 3-pointer, Chuck, in each quarter.
Yeah.
He hit 4 for 12. Jaden Pretty at 16. Zane Paul had 3 threes for 20. Jacob Plyman, the big man in the middle, popped to the arc. He pumped home 2 threes in that game. He scored 14 for Bodkins.
And the Trojans, as you alluded, did a great job in Aiden Reichert. He's averaging 20 per game on the year. He was limited to 12 on that night.
Well, and you were talking about Jamison Meyer and his threes. They ran a play for him to end the third quarter, and he got loose, hit a three, took it from 1 to 4, and I think that was the momentum changer that got Botkins going in that fourth quarter.
Carson Regula for Jackson Center drilled 17 in that contest. He had 2 threes. Trevor Sosby, 11. Camden Reese, 11. Each one made a three. I think those young men around Aiden Reichert are key tonight. You can't depend on Aiden to get 20 or 25 against this big Botkins team. He needs a fine night from his supporting cast, and they can get it done, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do have. Mullenauer last game came out, scored 17 points.
Yep.
He's only a sophomore. If Sosby, if you let him get it to any kind of an opening, he's a deadly mid-range jump shooter.
Look out.
And, of course, then you got Reichert, and Reichert is left-handed and just almost impossible to stop. They did it the first time. It's going to be a chore to do it two times.
Yeah, Nolan Fark off the bench for Jackson Center in 3 of the last 4 games. He scored 7 points as the sixth man.
Well, that's nice. I mean, that's 7 points. You go with 7 points, but that's you got a kid coming off the bench and giving you some scoring. That was their problem last year. If Reichert wasn't having a game, they could just collapse on him because nobody else. Sosby was out injured most of the season, and nobody else wanted to shoot the basketball. You just see it.
Exactly. A lot of things in play tonight. Yes, this is a terrific backyard rivalry between Botkins and Jackson Center. It's another excellent Shelby County Athletic League game. The SCAL race is in balance. Botkins in front with a 5-0 mark. Jackson Center is one of 1, 2, 3, 4 clubs that's lost two. Jackson Center 4-2, Fort Loramie 4-2, and a 3-2, Fairlawn 2-2. So, if Jackson Center were to surprise Botkins here tonight at the Trojans gym, hey, we've got a free-for-all again in the SCAL on the boys' side.
Yeah, we do. And then I think that Jackson has the ability to do it. But, boy, this Botkins team is deep.
Yep.
They shoot it well. They're well-coached. They're a really, really good basketball team.
Chuck, another sidebar, seeding implications at Piqua. You want that number one seed if you can get it. Right now, Botkins has the edge. Hey, if Jackson Center were to knock off Botkins tonight, and let's say the two teams head into the draw with just a couple losses each, if Botkins were to pick up one more setback, Tigers could be the number one seed at Piqua.
Well, they could be, and I'll tell you, the reason the number one seed's important, yes, it's important who you're going to get in Piqua,
right,
but you get to make a choice after you see what the rest of the area is doing. You get to make a choice of who you're going to play in the district.
Yes, that number.
And that's huge.
That number one seed can improve your path through the district and even in that regional semifinal.
Yep.
And then the third thing in play, I might be hedging a little bit, but the last 12-0 team in the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side was Jackson Center, 2011-12, went 27-1, won 27 straight, had 2 close calls, a couple 4-pointers in the Shelby County League. Scott Elkert's Tigers roared that year. Beat Columbus Afrocentric in the state semi, lost to Berlin Highland in the finals. That's the last 12-0 team in the SCAL. Botkins reaches the 6-game mark tonight, halfway through league play, and of their final 6, 4 are with Fairlawn, Ruchi, and Houston. So, Botkins' victory tonight puts that 12-0 mark a lot closer in sight.
Well, you have to get to 6-0 before you can get to 12-0. I agree. There was a point in the season where the Pittsburgh Steelers were talking about being the next undefeated team, and then they lost 4 out of their next 5. So, Botkins can't be worried about 12-0. They need to worry about 6-0 tonight.
Yeah, well said. Very good JV game.
Was.
Pulled out by Jackson Center by 4, 43-39. Say from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulte and Ruchi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. for Botkins, that winning combination tonight is a style that starts with very good inside-outside play. Jaden Pretty penetrates, dishes to the three-point shooter, or dumps it off to 6'5½ Jacob Plyman, or perhaps takes a mid-range jumper. He gave this Jackson Center team fits with his penetration in that first game. On defense, the building blocks for Botkins are sizable, all better than 6'3", Denton Holman, Carter Plyman, Dylan Top off the bench, plus Jacob Plyman. They are capable of bottling up first-team All-Stater Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center. For Jackson tonight, the key building component is to keep getting better and better, which is what the Tigers have done since the first couple weeks of the year. Reichert may not get his 20 tonight, so his supporting cast of Camden Reese, Carson Regula, Trevor Sosby, Jace Molenauer, and Nolan Fark will need to share probably 40 to 45 points, I would think, Chuck. And if that happens, that might just open the door far enough for Jackson Center in that fourth quarter to pull off a Tigers upset. Jackson Center must build its game on the components around Aiden Reichert. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. You know, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, also a big supporter of area high school athletics. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years. And right now at Superior Aluminum, we are looking for qualified applicants in order to support our great growth. So stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum. And if you have a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Thanks so much to Allison Haas and her staff and associates at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. That's at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Botkins. Hey, tonight's game well-timed to introduce to our listeners Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Medications can be packaged by day and time by the staff at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Allison, thank you very much. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, OsgoodBank.com. Chuck, while we've got a few minutes, some interesting stats comparing these two clubs. Stop and think about it a moment. Jackson Center with big Aiden Reichert in the middle gets about three and a half blocks a game. Botkins, 6 to 6.5 blocks a game. You talked about the Trojans' block shot ability a few minutes ago.
Well, they had 6 against Jackson the first time,
right,
and Homan had 3 of them, but they when he would get the ball and make a turn, man, he got so much help, and it was just a tough night for him.
Botkins shoots free throws at a 64.5% clip. Jackson Center at 71.5%. That's a significant difference.
64 is not real good.
No.
That could be scary down the road.
Turnovers, 12.5 a game for Botkins, 10 for Jackson Center. Another stat I like to look at, three-point shooting. Botkins, 33.5%. Jackson Center, 30. And Botkins averages about 10 more shots shots per game than Jackson Center. That doesn't mean the Tigers, under head coach Scott Elkert, slow it down like they've done the last several years. No, Jackson Center will push it. In fact, the Tigers surprised Nate Barhorse and the Rockets in a recent game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. 69-62 was the final. Jackson Center defeated Anna in that affair. In fact, nobody better than Nate Barhorse to talk about both Bodkins and Jackson Center. Anna beaten by each team, lost to Bodkins by 24, by 7 to Jackson Center. I met up with Nate earlier this week in an Anna practice, and amidst the bouncing basketballs, we had this conversation alluding to the strengths and weaknesses of the Tigers and the Trojans.
Coach, you played the Bodkins at Bodkins. You played Jackson Center at home, lost to both clubs. Size up the Bodkins Trojans before this big match tonight between Bodkins and Jackson Center.
Well, Bodkins has a pretty good balance with their guard play and inside play with the Jacob Kleiman and Denton Holman down low, and the kid that really hurt us was Pretty, and he did about anything he wanted to against us. Was able to drive, penetrate, and he's really good at just pulling up and hitting from 15 feet. He'd shoot from the outside, but the other thing is he has great court vision. He was hitting guys all night against us too, so that'll be interesting to see just how Jackson is able to come back and counter that offensive scheme that Bodkins has. And Bodkins is a fast-paced team. They played fast-paced against us. It kind of affected us. We had some kids in there, playing their first big game of the year, and they took it right to us. And
and the Trojans shoot the three extremely well.
Yes,
and plus held you to 43 points.
Correct. When you got a big kid like Jacob Plyman that can step out and hit it, you got to be able to guard all five. Same thing with his brother Carter Plyman, who's gaining more confidence as the year's been going on. So you got to hold every kid out there accountable, not just their guards, but their bigs that can step out when they do the pick and pop. It's really tough to defend. And then keeping Pretty Powell from penetrating is also the main thing you want to do.
Boy, Zane Paul can shoot it from long range. Jamison Myers, kind of like McCain Finkenbein for you, never seen a shot he did not like.
Yeah, there's a rule in effect, that's for sure. When Jamison Meyer comes in, is he does not get any good looks. That kid is automatic if he's got any daylight. And Zane Paul, kid can stroke too. Against us, he was pretty, he's pretty good. And you got to hold all those guards accountable when they come in, that's for sure.
Hey, Jackson Center caught Fort Loramie and Bodkins, two senior-laden clubs. The first 2 weeks of the season, Jackson Center much improved since.
Absolutely. I think they're a different team from, game one. After playing Jackson Center, I was impressed with, how well their guards played against us and how much they contributed to that game. Everybody talks about Aiden Reichert down low, and he's the main staple of that team for sure, but he had other guys that stepped up, that's for sure. And then they got up and down the court. It's a type of game that we like to play, and lo and behold, they were able to play that too, and he might have found something that maybe he liked out of that. So obviously it's something that affected us. They had guys like a regular stepped up, Molenauer, and Sosby's going to do what he does, and of course Camden Reese always hitting the boards hard. So this is going to be an interesting matchup for sure, to see who's able to play their style, who's able to capitalize and not make mistakes. Protecting the basketball is going to be key, and then hitting big shots down the stretch.
Clearly the Tigers more explosive offensively than ever before.
Right. I mean, when we go in the 60s with a team like that, yep. And, obviously we want to try to minimize their scoring as much as possible, but, we're not able to, keep up with them. That's a little bit of a concern. And, that kind of surprised us for sure. So it is. It's going to be interesting to see if Jackson going to continue to play that style with Bodkins, who likes to play fast, or are they going to try to limit the possessions?
Good point. I'm reading your mind. You think it's going to be a 2-3 possession game right down to the last couple minutes?
With these two teams and with our league, the way that it is this year, it's been a blockbuster type of league. And it's been one battle, one fight after the other, and nobody's going to want to give up. I mean, there's not going to be give up in any of those two teams tonight. So to see that come down the stretch with it only being a one- or two-possession game would not surprise me.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, many thanks to Nate Barhorst, 10-year head coach at Anna. No better person, Chuck, than Nate to highlight these two clubs. Anna having lost to Botkins on December 4th, 63-47, and having lost to Jackson Center in a game that we covered here on scorersbroadcast.com. That was on December 29th, a seven-pointer, 69-62. I think he summed it up pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the perfect guy to talk to about these two basketball teams. Seen them. He's game planned for them, so he knows exactly what you need to do. Doing it, knowing what to do and doing it are two different things.
Anna, by the way, idle tonight. The Rockets boys team on the road tomorrow night at St. Henry. Other SCAL action this evening. Rushi's at Fort Loramie. Fairlawn's at Houston. And guess what? The best game of the three, clearly, obviously, Jackson Center here at Botkins.
We're at the right spot.
Starting lineups being introduced down on the floor right now. This Botkins team wears these road gray jerseys.
I like them.
I do too, Chuck. I like them a lot. That gray initially makes me think of Ohio State, number one.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We've just added a game to our high school schedule for Monday night. Are you able to do it this coming Monday night?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
We're going to do a high school basketball
game. No. I think I might be watching a football game. But if you can get us into down to Miami, I'll do the game.
Okay, I got you. You know, they've got cold weather down there right now. High temperature today in the middle of the state, low 60s.
Oh, that's terrible. That would be horrible.
What's your prediction tonight? Is it, like Nate said, down to the final possession or two before it's decided? Or does one of these two clubs pull away like Botkins did in the first meeting?
My feeling is that it's going to be a good game. I think if one team can pull away, it's going to be Botkins.
Right.
Because they have so much firepower. But if the surrounding cast for Jackson continues to play as well and continues to get better like they have, I think it'll be a heck of a game.
What was amazing to me in that first contest of the year at Jackson Center in the Habitat of the Cat was the way Botkins shot on opening night. They were pushing 60% and were 9 for 20 behind the arc.
St. Paul started it off. He came out and drilled a couple of threes to start the game.
Yep.
And they have like 18 or 19 at the end of the first quarter.
Right
in that area. And that's more than Jackson normally gives up in a half.
You're right. The game wasn't about 8-9 seconds old before Paul for Botkins rifled in a 25-footer at the start.
And the deal with Paul, and I think Coach Barhorst said the same thing, the problem is if you step out and put a hand on him, he's going to go around you.
Yes.
So you need to play off, see when he starts to go into his motion, and then put a hand up. You got to go high hand on him or he will drill you.
Home standing Botkins Trojans. Jacob Plyman, 6'5.5". Carter Plyman, 6'3". Denton Holman, 6'3". Jaden Pretty, Zane Paul at the guards, both about 5'11". Opening tip won by Reichert of Jackson Center. He is joined by Carson Regula on the floor, a 5'11 junior, 9 a game. Chase Mullenauer, 5'10 sophomore, 7 a game. Trevor Sosby, a 5'11 senior at 6. Camden Reese, a 6'3 sophomore at 7 per outing. Reichert himself at 20.
Here's Jackson Center with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Sosby. Bodkin to the home white. Gold numbers outlined in black. Jackson Center, a lot of gray. Orange numerals trimmed in black. Here's a baseline drive by Reichert. Rims a runner. It circled the iron three times, came out, and Jackson Center jammed the rebound out of bounds.
Man, that was a good job of getting to the rim, but he just could not get himself square.
Little too much English on the ball. As it circled around the rim and came off, here is Bodkins. Top of the circle, Zane Paul. Left side pass, Jaden Pretty. Swings it to Paul straight away. Carter Kleiman, right flank. Pretty's got it high left. Paul, with a momentary screen in the left corner, goes baseline to Kleiman.
Nice
he,
move.
Oh, makes a nice drop step around Reichert. He beat him to the rim, but Reichert still blocked it out of bounds.
Did a nice job of getting to the rebound. I mean, he got around him pretty easily, but he recovered.
Yep, we were talking about blocked shots in our pregame. There's one right out of the chute, a big one. Ball thrown into Pretty, head of the key. We played a minute 10, no score. Only one shot's gotten to the basket to this point. Pretty retreats, Trojans logo, still bouncing. Now Bodkin spreads the floor a little bit. Zane Paul pops out to catch, high left, picked up there by Sosby. Ball given up by Paul, now to Pretty. Pretty fakes left, goes right against Regula. Deep right corner. Oh, Carter Kleiman dropped it. Could have been called for a double dribble. Wasn't. Ruled a muff. Ball handed back to Jacob Kleiman, high right. Top of the circle, Bodkins. Here's Pretty. Tries to angle through the lane. Can't do it. He wanted to turn the corner. He was shut off nicely by Sosby. We played nearly 2 minutes. No score. Who would have thunk it? Only one shot's gone to the glass.
Jackson Center's only had one possession.
Yes. And I would say in the long run, Chuck, this kind of scoring pace probably helps Jackson Center.
It does.
Here's Zane Paul, foul line. He's in the lane too long. Will they get it called? No, he was in there 4 or 5 seconds. No whistle. Here's Carter Kleiman at the elbow in the right. Fadeaway 15-footer. Hit the flange. Kicked out to the Tigers. Rebound Jackson Center. Into the right corner is Camden Reese. Now to Reichert, knocked away momentarily by Bodkins. Picked up by Reichert, deep right corner. Goes baseline, closed off by two defenders. Goes opposite to Mullenauer, guarded by Paul. No score. We played 220 here in the first quarter. How about this for a start? Not what we expected. Top of the circle, Regula. Ball went to Reichert briefly in the post. Now Jackson Center revolves the ball around the top of the key. Good tight defense by Bodkins. Jacob Kleiman comes out to hedge. 40 feet away from the basket is Sosby, knocked out by Pretty.
Boy, the defense on both ends is very intense.
It's stellar. Nothing score. 5:03 to go, first quarter. Far side of the court, Jackson Center inbounding. Sosby sends it behind the timeline to Camden Reese. He walks it up. He's at the head of the key. It looks like offensive possessions are going to be at a premium tonight. Sosby backs up, launches a long 27-footer. Off the back brace, no good. Oh, what a rebound on the inside by Regula.
Wow, he got up.
2 points for Jackson Center in the lead, 2-0. Offensive glass work by Carson Regula. Chuck, I've highlighted him a few times for the hops in his legs.
He had a terrific first game against Bodkins.
4:26 to go in the first. 2-0 Jackson Center. Here's Pretty, top of the key. Goes into the lane, throws to Jamison Meyer, who's checked in, deep right corner. He gunned to three, missed it off the back brace. Rebound Reichert, run out to Mullenauer, drives to the rim. Good defense by Bodkins up high. Shot is missed, rebound down to Bodkins. 4:05 to go, first quarter, 2-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Pretty wants to drive, pulls up, elbow left, fires a high arcing 17-footer. It hit the ring, bounced to the sideline, out of bounds, rule Jackson Center ball.
Well, Jacob Kleiman got to it, but he stepped out of bounds before he flipped it behind him.
Well, so far, Chuck, Jackson Center's defense has been impenetrable.
Right, by both teams.
Is that a word, impenetrable?
Yeah, they can't penetrate.
Here's the ball thrown into the post to Camden Reese. Wants to go opposite, and Jamison Meyer intercepts for Bodkins. Gives it up to Carter Kleiman, head of the key, outside the arc on the left. to Jaden Pretty. Now Meyer feeds Playman, the big boy, back to the basket, mid-post. Might have gotten away with a walk. Good defense by Reichert. It is a travel. Chuck, I should referee.
Call. Yes, you should.
I need to referee. Yeah. I made that call for the first row of the mezzanine.
I made a lot of calls when I played and when I coached.
Have you ever seen me umpire baseball?
I have not, but I heard you're outstanding.
The strikes are balls. The balls are strikes. 3:16 to go. First quarter still 2-0 Jackson Center. Here's a baseline fadeaway by Sosby. No good. It rattled around and came off. Guess what? Another Jackson Center guard gets the stick back. Jace Mullenauer.
Yeah, did a good job. Just nobody put a body on him.
4-0 Tigers. Pretty roaming the top of the circle. He wants to drive. He cannot do it. He cannot get inside the teeth of that Tigers defense. Pretty settles for a long 27-footer. No good. Off the heel. Rebound down to Jackson Center. It's walked to midcourt by Regula. 2:39 to go in the first. Jackson Center, speaking of baseball, is hurling a shutout. Riker comes out to catch, hands it off to Sosby. Pretty's got him at the Trojans logo. Right side throw to Mullenauer. Goes baseline, hits a cutter coming in from the left wing. It's Camden Reese. He bobbles, can't hang on. Botkins has got it. Quickly down the floor, Trojans. It goes into the paint. Reichert over the back. It's a common foul. 2:16 to go in the first. 4-0 Jackson Center. It's been a defensive stalemate.
Wow.
Chuck, I can understand the Fort Loramie girls last night forcing Rushi to put up a zero for what seemed like an eternity. But Jackson Center shutting out Botkins for nearly 6 minutes to start the game.
It's impressive.
High left with the ball. Jaden Pretty feeds Jamison Meyer. Deep left corner. Oh, wow. Hail Mary. High arcing three. It bangs off the rim twice. No good. Here's Jackson Center down the floor. Steal Jamison Meyer. Driving layup. Got it. There's Botkins' first two. Alert play by Meyer. He overplayed the sloppy pass out front. Swiped it and made a gimme at the other end. 4-2, Jackson Center, a minute 42 to go here in the first. Riker, top of the circle. He's got an opening down the lane. Hits a floater. Wow, nice play, Aiden Riker. 6-2 in favor of Botkins. Jacob Lyman, Zane Paul's got it. 30-footer, short, no good. Tie up on the rebound, bodies fly, foul called. It's going to be ruled, I think, against Botkins.
I think it's on Holman, yeah. He grabbed his arm on a rebound.
That was a football play. Minute 24 to go here in the first stanza, 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center. This start for Botkins, Chuck, in sharp contrast with the one at Jackson in the opener.
And most of their other starts.
Yes. Dribbling up and over the timeline comes Camden Reese for Jackson Center. Outside the arc, high right. He goes on the play to Trevor Sosby. On the bounce is Reese. Hangs on now to Nolan Fark in off the bench. Fark on the floor now for the Tigers. Reichert left baseline. He's doubled and then throws the ball out top of the circle. Botkins gets a piece of it. Jackson Center saves far side. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. 6-2 Jackson Center. Here's a baseline drive by the Tigers. It's thrown away, and it was wildly thrown, and it hit the back heel of a shoe.
That was a break.
Of a Botkins player and rolled out of bounds.
Not sure who he was throwing the ball to.
Nope, Botkins player's back was turned. Break Jackson Center, which still controls. Baseline left at Sosby. 42.9 to go, first quarter. 6-2 Tigers. Ball thrown over and back. Over and back, not called.
It wasn't. He didn't have control of it. That was the correct non-call.
I think you may be right. As I review that in my mind, yes. It was juggled at center court. No possession by Jackson Center. Ball rolled beyond the center court line, but because it was a muff and no control, over and back not ruled. Jackson Center whittling seconds off the clock. 15, 14, 13. 6-2 Tigers late in the first. Riker to the elbow on the left. Left corner, Mullenauer. Deep three. Skimmed off the rim. Rebound, Carter Plyman. 70-foot heave. Hit the top of the backboard and flew to midcourt as the quarter ends.
not what we expected. Jackson Center likes it. Tigers are up 4-6-2 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. 6-2 Jackson Center. We kick off play in the second quarter. Simply put, Chuck, Bodkins with Jaden Pretty running the show out on top has not been able to get the ball into the lane against this Tigers defense.
Yep, they're settling right now.
And that is what Pretty can expertly do. He's playing pitch and catch on the arc with Paul right now. Look at that defense by Jackson Center's guards. Paul stymied straight away. Goes to Jamison Meyer, right corner. Bounces down inside to Jacob Kleiman. Off balance fadeaway from 10. Threw it up there long. Didn't hit the rim. Caught the far side of the glass. Over the back foul on the board against Bodkins.
Yeah, they called that on Jaden Pretty. That's his first. Good box out, and he tried to go over top to get it, like you said, and they're going to call that every time.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor partners, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. And look at Jackson Center go to work. Extra pass down inside as Reichert and Regula team up.
That was a tough shot by Reichert. He was kind of behind the backboard, brought it back out and shot it.
He's made some challenging efforts toward the rim in this game. 8-2 Jackson Center. Deep right corner, Pretty. A minute 20 gone in the second quarter. Bodkins with just 2 points in over a quarter. Zane Paul, far left flank. To Pretty. They throw it around the top of the key into Carter Plyman. Now to Jacob Plyman, back to the basket, 10 feet away, maneuvers against Reichert, goes up to shoot, Reichert blocks it, takes it away. Down the floor to Reese, hits the trailer, Reichert, he stumbles into the lane. Good call by the referee. It wasn't a block, it wasn't a charge, it was a travel.
Well, the pass got Reichert in trouble that time. They threw it to him right in traffic. He got a break because if he hadn't traveled, it was going to be a charge.
Right. And thank you, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Gratitude to Local. Thank you, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, all the staff and associates at Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Couldn't have gotten started online on Scores broadcast without Local. Well, here is Bodkins throwing the ball around the top of the circle. And guess what? Head coach Sean Powell has seen enough. He gets a timeout. Jackson Center up 6. First 2.5 minutes, second quarter. 8-2 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, don't forget Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Well, Botkins, after the timeout, designs a play for Jacob Plyman in the lane, and he misfires from 8 feet. It hit the back rim. Jackson Center snatched the rebound. Camden Reese down the floor in the left corner. 8-2 Jackson Center. 5.5 left till halftime. You're right. 8-2 second quarter. Here's Mullenauer on the arc, lobbing down inside to Riker. He's bothered. Ball deflected. Shot no good. Here comes Botkins racing in a hurry. Pretty called. Offensive foul. It's on Jaden Pretty. That's number two. That one stinks.
I'm going to sit here and shake my head. I don't think that was a correct call. You don't argue with Terry Middleton. So
those charge blocks.
They're tough calls.
They happen fast.
Yeah, I felt like he was still moving. And if you're moving, even if you're sideways, that's got to be a charge. It's going to be a block.
They're oftentimes 50-50 calls. The referee was on it, sold it right away. And guess what? We play on. Jackson Center possession. 8-2 Tigers. Here's Riker with the ball deep in the right corner. It's on the deck. It's loose. Reichert is undercut. A Botkin's body goes to the floor. It rolls out of bounds to the Trojan students cheering section, and it's Jackson Center ball. Midcourt, Jackson Center possession. It's Camden Reese. Reichert comes out to catch. He hangs on. Now Jacob Plyman follows Reichert down into the lane. Reichert gives it up on the arc. Jackson Center playing it close to the vest offensively with an 8-2 lead. Conservative play. Just as I say that, here's a fadeaway. Right baseline, 15-footer Mullenauer. No good long. Rebound Zane Paul. Down the floor to Carter Plyman. Three-pointer. Bingo!
They needed that. Maybe that'll break the ice.
8-5, second field goal for Botkins. Jackson Center leads, 4:21 to go second quarter. Sosby, Camden Reese, deep left corner, Regula. He's picked up by Carter Plyman. Oh, ball goes to Sosby, down in the short corner. He's double-teamed. They put him in a tough pickle, and Sosby was doubled up, and the ball rolled off his fingers out of bounds.
Both teams are just playing very intense defense.
It's superb, like it was last night in our girls' battle at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie and Rushi played tremendous defense. And we are seeing Dynamite D here tonight. 8-5, Jackson Center. Botkins with the ball on the right and Zane Paul. Jackson Center leaves him, and he comes in a triple. We're tied up. Wow. Two defenders for Jackson Center floated away from Zane Paul. He had clearance. He let it fly. We're knotted. 8 each. Carter Plyman a tray. Zane Paul a tray. 8-8. 3:34 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Reichert. Nearly walked. Gave it up on the play to Carson Regula. Regula 20 feet out. Oh, he's got a little avenue, a crease. He drives. He's fouled on the way to the rim. Common foul, ball out. And that's 4 or 5 on Botkins. Only one foul committed by Jackson Center. That on Reichert. Below the rim, left of the basket, Jackson Center heaves it to midcourt. Reichert catches. 3:21 to go, second quarter. 8-8 tie. Reichert blazes a trail down the lane. Leaves it on the arc for Sosby. Look out. Bingo! He's got it.
Camden Reese.
I said Trevor Sosby, 33.
Yep.
It was Camden Reese, 34. Camden can go inside and out. Zane Paul, a fadeaway triple. Around and out, no good. Gigantic rebound, Jacob Plyman. Good for two.
Wow, terrific rebound right there.
Wow.
That was strong.
Yes, indeed. 11-10 in favor of Jackson Center as the offenses start to adjust and heat up. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Sosby straight away. On a weave to Regula. He pulls up. Goes to Sosby. Baseline left, Reichert. Single coverage on him. Backs his man down. Spins. Doesn't shoot. 2:30 left, second quarter. 11-10 Tigers. Here's Camden Reese on the dribble. Whips it near side to Sosby. Paul's got him. Sosby 25 feet away. Now 20 feet away. Gets a little fancy with it. Paul almost took it away. Ball released to Reichert, 35 feet out. Reichert being tailed by Dylan Popp. Dylan Topp, I should say, in off the bench for Botkins. Top of 6'3 junior. Long three-pointer, Jackson center, no, off the heel. Long rebound down to Botkins, which can take the lead here. Spinning, maneuvering into the lane. Here's a left-hand hook by Jacob Playman, dancing around and out, no good. Rebound down to Jackson center. Quickly into the forecourt come the Tigers. A minute 40 left in the half. Here's Reichert in the lane. A left-hand jump hook from 10 feet. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Out of bounds to Botkins.
Yeah, he forced that one a little bit. That was not a real good shot.
11-10 in favor of Jackson Center. And, Chuck, I think we're going to have a 1 or 2 point game about 45 minutes from now.
Well, I think you're right. Jackson's got to avoid a Botkins run because Botkins are very well known for their offensive runs.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yep.
And they got Pretty back in the game with two fouls. They put him in on the offensive end. Smart play by the coach.
Here's a weave by Botkins. Jamison Meyer, 30 feet out. He can shoot it from there. Near side to Pretty. Looks inside for Jacob Plyman. Can't find him. Single coverage. The ball thrown to Jacob Plyman. Weaves it right back to Pretty. A misfire. Ball loose at midcourt. Tracked down by Zane Paul of Botkins. A minute to go first half. 11-10. Offensive possessions and shots at a premium. So much on the line tonight. We talked about it in the pregame. A win by Botkins gives them a significant lead over Jackson Center, which would suffer its third setback. Botkins yet to lose in the league. 42 seconds to go, second quarter. Botkins patiently waiting, holding, may go for one.
You might as well at this point. You got 30 seconds to go and a half.
11-10, Jackson Center. So many thanks to Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, in Mercer County, and Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Comm in Minster, S-E-C-U-R Comm, online at securecomm.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, a partner, and WMVR, our broadcast partner. 7-6-5. Pretty darts into the lane, shovels it down inside to a teammate. A little hook shot thrown up there by the Botkins Trojans is no good. It's missed by Denton Holman at the buzzer. Didn't catch iron. Weak pass by Botkins after the penetration into the paint. And guess what? 11-10, Jackson Center by a point after the first half. The first two quarters are in the books, and I never would have dreamed this would be the kind of game we would have after two periods. 11-10 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting, but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member.
Street sweepers and snow removers.
maneuvers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Botkin's second meeting of the year between the Trojans and the Jackson Center Tigers. And you can throw all of these leading point getters for these two clubs out the window tonight. Nobody's going to reach their per game average unless there's a big change in this contest over the final two quarters. Coming into tonight, Jacob Plyman, 16 a game for Botkin's. Jaden Pretty, 14 a game for Botkin's. Aiden Riker, 20 a game for Jackson Center. And guess what? We've got 21 points total between the two teams. 11 to 10 Tigers. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, it has not been a real well-played offensive game for either team, but that comes down to the defense and the fact that every shot that we've seen out there for the most part, except for Zane Paul's jump three-pointer when they lost him, has been contested.
Yep.
And the defense has been outstanding. Jackson has a 12-6 rebounding advantage, 2-1 on the offensive boards. Tigers turned it over four times. Trojans turned it twice. Nobody's been to the free throw line yet. I thought their officials called a pretty good first half. Jackson led by Reichert with four. Camden Reese has three. They got two from Regula, two from Jace Mullenauer. They scored 6 and 5, 11 for the first half. Botkin's has a three by Zane Paul, a three by Carter Plyman, two from Jacob Plyman, and two from Jamison Meyer. They scored 2 and 8, and they trail it 11-10 at the half.
And the first quarter score was a baseball tally, 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and Botkin's 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Wow.
Yeah, it was
defense super.
The defense has been super. Jackson has dominated on the boards a little bit, and that's given them, I think, the advantage. But I mean, they didn't take advantage, and they only lead by a point at the half, where I thought they outplayed them a little bit. So Botkin's has to be happy that they're only down one at half.
The quickness of Jackson Center's guards may be undersold back at the very start of the season, but it's for real. These young men for the Tigers are quick. They match up well with Botkin's now.
Well, Pretty has not gotten into the lane yet.
Nope.
And he's got two fouls, so he's got to be careful. They can't afford. They need him to be an offensive threat here in the second half.
11-10 Tigers. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project,
is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Hey, don't forget, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney is so popular that the Sydney store attracts customers from all over West Central Ohio and from Fort Wayne, Indiana to Dayton and Columbus, Ohio. Our service and selection make us at Goffney far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades now, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family of Goffneys has you covered. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Everything available at Goffney, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners, furniture for every single room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Go Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight a cheerleader from each school. One from Jackson Center tonight, one from Botkins this evening. Haley Payne, senior cheerleader at Botkins, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Ashley Mullen, active in softball. She's the shortstop. Participates in yearbook during her high school career, has volunteered for the fun run. Takes part in FFA, and she'll study dental hygiene at Sinclair. Has a younger brother, Ethan, sister, Ava. For Jackson Center, Marion Schaefer, senior cheerleader, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Eric and Amanda. Active in AB club at church, plays basketball, FFA as well. Undecided about college, she'll study athletic training. And a couple of years ago, her sister Morgan graduated from Jackson Center. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 15 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Quickly, long three-pointer. Mullenauer for Jackson Center. Buries it.
That was good in and out movement. They threw the ball inside to Reichert. He found him on the arc. Nice shot by Mullenauer.
14-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Here come the Trojans, right to left on your radio dial or your phone or computer. If you are joining us online tonight, we are the radio on your phone, scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Jaden Pretty pulling up at the elbow on the left. 15-footer rimmed. Good, strong rebound in the lane. Running half-hook shot tried by Jacob Plyman, no good. Loose ball baseline right. And getting the garbage is Jaden Pretty. Scooped it up off the floor and laid it through.
Outstanding offensive rebounding that time by Botkins. Man, they were not going to be boxed out.
Yep, Trojans crashed the glass, made it pay off. 14-12, Jackson Center leads. Here's Riker driving baseline right. He's knotted up by a couple defenders. He staggers and walks. Good call. 6:49 left, third quarter. 14-12, Jackson Center up two. Here is Pretty outside the arc on the left. Picked up 25 feet away by Sosby. Little give and go. Hooks it back for Jacob Plyman. And the ball is thumped out of bounds.
good defense by Reichert, who broke it up.
Yeah, that looked like it was set up for a layup, and Reichert did a great job getting a hand on it.
6.5 to go in the third. 2-point lead, Jackson Center. Paul on the arc gives it up to Kreider Kleiman. He's made a three, so is Zane Paul. Here's Pretty, 25 feet away on the left. Ball revolved around the top to Paul, right corner in the lane to Playman. Little drop step against Reichert. Reichert got a finger on the shot. It's short. Good defense. Rebound down to Aiden. Up the floor, dribbling too much. Stolen by Carter Playman. Ahead to Jacob Playman. He powers to the rim. Count it. Count it. Defensive foul. Botkins has tied it. A chance to go ahead. 6:07 to go here in the third quarter. We are even up at 14. Four straight Babatkins. Big Jacob Playman toes the stripe. My lineup sheet lists him at 6'6". Looks like he has grown from 6'4 to 6'5 to 6'6 since we have last done a few Botkins games. Free throw missed. Long rebound to Zane Paul, who couldn't connect from three. Jackson Center's got the board. We're tied at 14. Opportunity going by the wayside there for Botkins to inch in front. Missed the foul shot. Missed the ensuing shot from the floor. Straight away, Camden reached for the Tigers. Tied at 14. 2:20 gone, third quarter. Left side pass to Carson Regula. Pulls up, 15-foot J from the wing. No good. Rebound goes way up in the air. Reichert skies, and I think he was hassled a little bit on the rebound. Foul.
They caught it on Holman. That was his second. Holman had a hold of his left arm.
What, two on Holman, two on Pretty?
Yep. Not critical at this point, but that third one could be if they get it very quickly.
Yes. 5:30 left to go. Third quarter, 14-14 tie. Reichert on the arc. Gives it up, gets it back in the lane. Straight away, Camden Reese. Foul line. Fades, doesn't shoot. Goes to Mullenauer, back to Camden. Camden Reese with the ball. Jacob Playman out on him now. Far out on the floor. Now Denton Holman trails Reichert. The ball goes straight away to Reese. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 14-14 stalemate. Right wing Reichert left open. Airmails a three. It glanced off the rim. Long board Pretty for Botkins. Stop and go move in the lane. Throws it behind him. Nobody home. It almost goes over and back. Saved by Botkins, but right to Regula. Baseline right, Mullenauer. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Sosby. No. Rebound batted right corner. Oh, Regula's undercut.
Good call.
Foul, Botkins. Boy, Regula went flying. Hopefully he is okay.
I thought maybe they missed that. They were going to miss that because he put a hip on him.
Wow. Carson Regula did a jackknife in the air. Came right down on the right side of his body on the hip. That's the third foul on whom?
Well, they called it on the wrong. I thought they called it on the wrong. They called it on Pretty, but now they changed it, and they called it on Paul. That's, Paul's the one that bumped him.
That's big. Or it would have been three on.
Yeah, Pretty wasn't even close to the play.
No. Ball inbound of a Jackson Center. Open shooter, Camden Reese. Bullseye! Three-pointer. Camden Reese sinks it. 17-14 Jackson Center. He got a double screen, was open, and he potted a long one. 4:21 to go, third quarter. Here's Jamison Meyer on top to Carter Playman. He hangs on for Botkins. Botkins has not led, correct, Chuck?
No, they tied it at 14. Right. But I'll tell you, they just can't get any kind of a rhythm going.
No, no. Here is Jacob Playman in the lane. He's bothered. Ball knocked away. Loose ball picked up on the play and laid in. Nice play by Botkins. Well done.
Dylan Pop.
Dylan Top, number 14. Good alert play by Dylan. Talk about Johnny on the spot. Right place, right time. Good defense against Jacob Playman in the lane for Botkins. Ball was just carved right out of his hands, but it went into the chest of Top, who used the backboard, and he scored it to make it 17-16. Jackson by one, and Botkins knocks it out of bounds. Tigers throw it in. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Nolan Fark in for the Tigers. Now to Reichert. Deep left corner jump shot by Sosby. Hit the rim, climbed to the top of the backboard, and then plummeted down into the hands of Jacob Plyman. And he comes barreling down the floor, and he is swiveled to the ground by Reichert, who stuck a hip out. Common foul, two on Reichert. 3:26 to go in the third. Hey, one thing about Jacob Plyman now, Chuck, is he'll put it on the deck from 25 feet away, and he will put his nose to the grindstone and barrel right to the basket as he did then. He's not just an inside post player. Bodkins down one. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Steal. Mullenauer takes it away from Carter Plyman. It was a poor pass. Then Jackson Center gets away with a walk. Fort court to a right. Tigers up one. Here's a drive by Camden Reese to the rack. It spins out, no good. Rebound Jackson Center on the arc to Mullenauer. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Now to Reichert, who resets the attack. Head coach Scott Elkert signals play number three. 1 point lead, Jackson Center. Baseline right, Mullenauer goes up to shoot. Ball batted, stolen by Botkins. Saved in bounds by the Trojans. Two on two, pretty foul line. Pulls up, leaves it for Carter Plyman. He starts a drive, body check foul by Jackson Center.
What an outstanding defensive play that time by Meyer down there on the baseline.
Sure was. And the Jackson Center bench wanted a foul. I think it was clean.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah, clean all the way. Officials are letting them play, giving the slight benefit of the doubt to the defensive guy. Time out call. Chuck will keep it here. 17-16, Jackson Center up one. Bodkins possession when we come back. We are late in the third quarter. You heard me right. It's an NFL score. 17-16. You know, our unique experience creating neighborhoods, one of a kind, at Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster. It's the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we've assisted residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Custom build your new home at Stonegate in Minster. There's no substitute for experience. We continue to offer exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, WygantDevelopment.com. Here's Plyman, baseline left. He works hard against Reichert. Spins, goes up to shoot, block, taken away by Reichert. Superb defensive play. 2:14 to go in the third. 17-16 Tigers. Outside the arc is Fark, dives into the lane, running one-hander, banked it in. Nolan Fark off the bench. Big bucket. 19-16, Jackson Center. Here's Zane Paul for Botkins on the arc. Into the post to Jacob Plyman. One-on-one. Bullies his way around Reichert. Missed the half hook. Got it back and scored with the left hand. Big goal by Jacob Plyman. Botkins answers. 19-18, Jackson Center. Here's Camden Reese on the loose. He took it 60 feet. Camden Reese to the goal.
That was one of the few breakdowns we've seen all night defensively.
Right. 21-18. What a play by Camden Reese. Three-point lead, Jackson Center. Minute 24 to go in the third. Here's Zane Paul trying to get free on a screen. Can't. Goes inside to Jacob Plyman, and guess what? I think Aiden Reichert's fouled for the third time. Yep.
They are really trying to ride Jacob Plyman now. They're posting him up and making Reichert play defense.
Well, in that first meeting, Jacob Plyman got 14, but Jaden Pretty got 16, Zane Paul 20, Jamison Meyer 12. Much lower scoring game here tonight. Much, much lower scoring. 21-18 Tigers. 3 minutes left, or I should say 1:16 left in quarter number three. Carter Plyman's got the ball and a weave to Jamison Meyer out high. Back to Carter Plyman. Lobbed into Jacob. Deflected by Jackson Center. Tigers curl it back onto the court of play. It goes to the other end, and Botkins tracks it down. 58 ticks to go, third quarter. Botkins down three. Left side pass, Jamison Meyer into the corner. Goes baseline to Carter Plyman, back to the basket. Bullies his way in. Hooking foul, Mullenauer.
Yeah, you just can't reach a hand in like that. You gotta go, you gotta play defense, you gotta be strong, cause they're backing them down, and you gotta do the arm bar. You gotta get your arms up there, and don't let him push you backwards. You gotta get a wide base, and right now, Botkins is taking the ball. They're every time going inside.
Now make a note, 5 team fouls on Jackson Center, only 2 on Botkins. The 7th is the bonus. Top of the circle with the ball, Pretty. Left side jump shooter, Paul, wide open, short, barely caught, iron. Botkins not shooting like it did in the opener at Jackson Center, not even close. And Jackson Center will hold it for 1 here at the end of the third quarter. 27 seconds to go. Here's Camden Reese at the timeline. Tigers up 3. He's guarded way out on the hardwood by Plyman. Now here's Holman meeting Reichert. The ball delivered to Reese with 11 to go. Reese into the lane. Right corner, Mullenauer jumping, shooting a tray. No good. What do we have? Over the back of the rebound?
Yep, held him down.
Botkins fouls. It's common. Shot by Mullenauer was short. Hit the rim. Went to the weak side. Tigers were on the shoulder, or I should say Trojans were on the shoulder of a Tiger rebounder. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers. Baseline left, 6.4 to go. Third quarter, inbounded on the arc to Regula. Outside the arc on the right to Reichert. Fadeaway 3, way short. Might have been deflected by Jacob Plyman. And the third quarter closes. Nothing decided. Jackson Center 21, Botkins 18 on scorespodcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Botkins with possession, starting the fourth period. Ball thrown to the post to Carter Plyman. He went down low, caught it, good position. Back to the basket, shorter man on him. Little half hook from 6 feet, right through. Good beginning, fourth quarter, Botkins. 21-20, Jackson Center. Here is Sosby in the right corner. Little herky-jerky move, pulls up, gives it to Reichert. Reichert bullies his way into the lane. Defensive foul against Holman of Botkins. Chuck, you made the remark during a third quarter break. Yeah, Jackson Center shoots free throws at a real high percentage, over the 70% clip, but they have not been to the line.
Yep, it's only been 2 free throws shot all night, both of them by Botkins.
7:23 to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center inbounding. Team foul situation evening up now. 4 on Botkins, 5 on Jackson Center. Reichert in the right corner, doubled. Gives it up to Sosby. 20 feet out, straight away. Left wing Regula. Near side, Sosby. 1 minute gone in the fourth. Sosby gets a screen from Camden Reese, who rolls. It's pitched to Camden, 15 feet away. Back on the arc to Sosby. 6:50 left in the game. Deep left corner, Molenauer in trouble, goes baseline. Good distance, Camden Reese. Shot blocked. Shot blocked with Botkins. Carter Plyman takes it down the floor, 70 feet. Missed it, but a foul on Jackson Center. Who got the block, Chuck?
That was Carter Plyman.
Yep, who I thought it was. And then Carter was so aware, he managed to corral his deflection and blazed a trail the other way, took it the length of the floor, was off balance in the lane, bailed out by defensive foul. He's got two free throws to give Botkins the lead.
That was not a great possession by Jackson, but what an outstanding defensive play by Plyman.
Well, blocks were a theme in game one. Trojans had at least seven of them. They averaged better than six per game on the year. As I mentioned, seven in that first meeting against Jackson, and that was a big-time block right there because Camden Reese had an avenue to the rim.
Yep.
It looked like clear sailing for Camden. Carter Plyman out of nowhere.
Well, and the thing that they do well is they block them and keep them in play. They don't just swat them out of bounds.
Carter Plyman missed a free throw, made a free throw. He split a pair. We're tied up at 21. 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Up over the timeline, Jackson Center. Aiden Riker's got it 25 feet away. Sticky man-to-man by both teams. Now they go mid-post to Camden Reese. Back to the basket. On the arc to Regula. Left flank, it goes to Sosby. Bottled up, baseline left is Riker. Double team gets rid of it. Straight away, Camden Reese. On a weave, it goes to Molenauer. Now Regula, high left. He's still behind the arc. Boy, he penetrates the lane. Regula down the paint. Shot blocked. Rebound Reichert. Foul, Botkins. Reichert on the stick back, and he'll get two. And just shortly ago, we talked about the Tigers having not been to the charity line. Here we are. Two coming for Aiden Reichert.
Well, these are big. I mean, the game is tied, and I really think Jackson needs to try to continue to have the lead because I think Botkins gets the lead. It'll create some excitement.
Yeah, I like that insight, Chuck. Yep, I really do here at the Botkins gym. Free throw, Aiden Reichert. Good. 22-21, Jackson Center by one. 6:04 to go in the fourth. Second shot, Aiden on the way. Swish again. He nailed them both. Jackson Center 23, Botkins 21. Botkins still has not led, right?
They have not. They've tied it three times now.
Here's Pretty deep in the right corner. Hacked on the play by Sosby. Team foul six on Jackson Center.
I think that's seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1-1. Yep. That's important. Yep, Jaden Pretty to the stripe. Jackson Center bench is saying, hey, that kind of hand check called down there against us. And then the other club gets away with it when we're on offense.
Well, I have to agree a little bit. That might have been ticky-tack compared to what's gone on.
Uh-oh, 1-1, missed by Pretty. Rebound Jacob Plyman, swatted out of bounds by Jackson Center. Botkins not shooting fouls well. They have not all year.
And a terrible job of boxing out on the free throw.
Yep.
And Aiden Reicher got lucky. He didn't just pick up his fourth on that block.
Yes, good observation. 23-21, Jackson Center in the lead, but two on a couple of made foul shots by Aiden Reichert. Then the 1-1 blown by Botkins, but they got a reprieve getting the ball back. Here's Pretty, high right, gets a screen, wants to penetrate, cannot do it. Boy, has Jaden Pretty been in the lane yet?
No.
Here's a fadeaway 18-footer, Carter Plyman straight on. No good, off the heel. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Down the floor to Regula, timeout. Head coach Scott Elkert, 5:25 to go. Tigers up two. We'll keep it right here. Tell you all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a good guy to know, a fully qualified and licensed PT. He works with you one-on-one, develops a truly customized treatment plan, and creates a specialized home program as well. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major commercial insurances. Most insurance companies do not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb PT like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he has run Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. 5:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center up two, nursing the clock. Camden Reese has got an open lane to the rim. Good defense by Botkins. He shoots it too hard. Loose ball rebound to Botkins.
Wow, he did a nice job of getting there, and they still, it was a contested shot. You're not getting anything easy, even if you think you are.
Chuck, good description. That's the way it's been all night long.
Absolutely, both ends of the floor.
Yep.
This has been what you refer to as a war.
Yeah, you take your body into the lane, your shot's going to get it's going to get repelled.
And then they're not really calling anything, but you got to know that then.
Right. Well, it is Botkin's ball. Chance to tie or take the lead. Trojans down two. 4:48 to go. 23-21. Jackson Center. Pretty deep left corner. Knife to the lane. A floater from 10. No good. Rebound loose. Pretty gets it. Baseline left. Missed it from 15. Ball on the floor. Who's got it? Jackson Center scrapes it off the hardwood. Out it comes to Camden Reese. 4:28 to go. Jaden Pretty missed a couple.
He'll make those nine times out of ten.
Yeah, those were not lengthy shots.
No.
Here's Reichert in the lane. Shot fake. On the arc. Three-pointer. Mullenauer. Tigers short. Long board to Carson Flyman. He streaks down the floor. Finds the three-point shooter, Meyer. Baseline left, Jacob Flyman. Running hook in the lane for the tie. It rimmed, no good. Rebound, Carter Flyman. Shovels it to Jacob. Got it, and a foul. Got it, and a foul. Carter Flyman to his brother Jacob for the deuce. Botkins relentless on the offensive glass. We are tied up at 23 with 3:59 to go. So don't forget now, that's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. PINNACLE, Pinnacle. Phone 937-419-1491. 1491, that's 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy will help you move forward. Love talking about Pinnacle. That's a good sponsor for us. A great fit. Well, the free throw was made. Free throw was made by Jacob Flyman. He squished it, and Botkins is up one, their first lead.
Wow.
Aiden Reichert, a drop step, a duck under. Good for two. Jackson Center up one. 3:30 to go. In the post, it's Jacob Flyman. Works in Reichert, can't shoot. Hits Pretty on a drive. Pretty to the rim. Missed it, no good. Got his rebound.
Yes.
Hand off to Jacob Flyman. Lay up, got it.
Boy, I tell you what, Pretty got his own rebound and found Blyman underneath the basket. What a great drop pass that was.
Well, Pretty darn and determined right now to penetrate the lane.
Nine offensive rebounds for Botkins in the second half.
Yep, Trojans have crashed the boards and whipped the Tigers on the Botkins offensive glass. 1 point lead, Botkins. 2:50 left here in the fourth. Aiden Reichert in the lane. Triple team. Drops off a pass. Broken up and stolen by Botkins. Jamison Meyer down the floor to Jacob Flyman. Deep in the right corner. He doesn't shoot. And now Botkins spreads the floor. They're in the 1-1. They lead by one. 26-25. But Botkins' defense was good in the first half. It's been terrific here in the second.
Yeah, boy.
And now Pretty at midcourt on the dribble. Tell you what, Chuck, the way these two clubs are developing, either one of these two teams could go to the state Final Four in boys D4.
Well, and I'll tell you, Botkins is set up now in a, what they call the high post delay. And you take it, you dribble in, and then somebody pops out, and they're going to run this thing down and try to go to the free throw line.
3-point shot, Camden Reese, clanged off the rim. He saves the rebound, heaves it out on top to Mullenauer to Regula. Time out, Tigers. We'll take a break. 1:17 left. Botkins by three now on scores broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, another fine partner with us, Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119, Anna, Steve and Ted's Services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and quickly have built an excellent reputation for providing quality products and services at very good prices. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. Another new partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Just joining us along with the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. A minute five to go. Jackson Center now down three. Tigers have led the whole game until the last minute. Fadeaway jump shot, Mullenauer. Elbow on the right, 15-footer, wide left, no good. He could not find the range, and Botkin snares the rebound. 18 fouls on the Tigers. 45 ticks to go. Steal taken away by Reichert. Reichert made a theft. He reached in, jerked it right away from Jaden Pretty, and then I think Botkins fouled. It is only the team's sixth. Jackson Center will inbound it. Three on Pretty, right, Chuck?
That was his third. Boy, what a good defensive play by Reichert.
Wow. Mark that down. 42 seconds left, down three, Aiden Reichert with a theft. Three-pointer, Tigers for the tie. Regula short, rebound to midcourt, into backcourt, scrum for it, bodies fly, timeout, Botkins, amazing. Zane Paul, play of the night. Zane Paul, like a football linebacker, dove at the basketball like he was on the gridiron and signaled to the ref, I've got the ball, I want a timeout.
Yeah, what a hustle play that was.
Woo! 28-25, Botkins up three, team foul situation, eight of them on. What a game, Chuck. What a game.
It's been a tight game, and defensively, you couldn't. If you like defensive basketball games, you've watched one here.
Chuck, I described it right at the top as a barn burner at Botkins.
Well, I made the comment that I thought you might have to get to 60 to win this thing. 30 will absolutely win it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, based on that first encounter, 68-55 Botkins, given that both teams are averaging each one right at 57. But keep in mind, the defenses, the two clubs only give up 39 per game. And the defenses have won the battle tonight. Well, 26.9 to go. That's all that remains. Botkins possession, midcourt, up three. Not getting the lead in this game to the final 2 minutes.
Jackson has absolutely shot the ball poorly tonight.
It sure has.
Along with the good defense.
Yep, the Tigers' jump shooters have been errant. And Jackson Center had no choice but to foul to send Pretty to the line for the last of the Botkins one-and-one situations. If you don't get the steal there on the inbounds pass, you have to foul. You're right, Chuck. Jackson Center has shot it poorly from the floor.
And Sosby hadn't gotten a shot off.
Free throw by Pretty. No good. He missed. Jackson Center with a chance. Rebound down to Reichert. Up ahead to Reese. Reese darts down the lane. Blocked, but a foul. Reese was decked on the way to the rim. He'll shoot two. 16.1 to go. There was contact down around the chest, maybe a block up high. Good call by the ref.
He hammered him from the shoulders down.
Chuck, how many free throws has Botkins blown?
They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They are 2 for 7 and missed the front end of the 1-1 here twice in the fourth quarter.
Uh-oh. Wow.
They could have salted this thing away with foul shots.
Yep, well, and this is big for Reese now. They need to get this down to 1 point.
And Camden Reese missed it. A little lengthy. 16.1 to go. 28-25 in favor of Bodkins. When we come back after the timeout, Reese will have one more free throw. That shot right there at the stripe by Reese was not close.
Nope.
And that's the way the Tigers have begun to shoot it as the night wore on.
Yeah, that one was more of a guide than it was his normal free throw. But that's what happens in tight games. And free throws, 70% in the first three quarters. If you shoot 70% in the fourth quarter, now you're a good shooting free throw team.
Right. Yep, we've got an opportunity here to tell you all about Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road, offering services including custom home building, custom home interiors, remodels, additions, outbuildings, pavilions, commercial buildings too. At Hoing & Hoing, we specialize in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northwest of Kettlersville on Rector Road. Over 200 years of experience among our employees at Hoing & Hoing. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing has lots for sale on Rector Road and a school district and high-speed internet. Start designing your dream home. Call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. Hoing & Hoing Builders.com. What you can imagine, we create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. Reese connects on the free throw. 28-26. Bodkins up two. 14 seconds to go. Bodkins in backcourt. Pretty races up over the timeline. He's greeted by Reichert, who picks up another foul. Four on him, is that right?
That's his fourth, but he had no choice. There's 8 seconds to go.
You're right.
He makes both these, it's pretty much game over. One of them, and Jackson still got a shot.
You're right, Chuck. If Pretty gets around Reichert, he dribbles for all day down in the corner of the floor. It is a double bonus situation for Jaden Pretty, and he swishes it. And Bodkins is up three, 8.4 to go. 29-26 Trojans. This is the big one to make it a two-possession game. The shot by Pretty is no good. It's no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Timeout. Head coach Scott Elkert. Tigers can tie with a three, 6.8 to go. That shot by Pretty was dead center, Chuck. It lipped the front of the rim. It went down in and popped out. That reminds me of my free throw in a foul shooting contest in junior high.
Oh, my God.
I had made 21 out of 24. I needed to make number 22 to tie. and promote a shoot-off. And guess what? I was so nervous, I airballed it. Missed everything.
I only had one free throw story. I had moved from Pickwood to Bell Fountain. It was my freshman year. We went back to Pickwood and played. I had two free throws to shoot. We're down one with 3 seconds to go. Made them both. Beat Pickwood. And nobody on Pickwood congratulated me after the game. Hurt my feelings. I thought we were friends. The next time we played Piqua at Bell Fountain, they beat us by like 35. So
for two, after Camden Reese went one for two, we got a 3-point game again. And I think the clock is going to show less than seven seconds.
I think, it was 6.8. I mean, they really don't have any choice but to shoot a three.
You're right.
Shoot a three.
Yep, have to. If it's 16 seconds.
You still got time to go inside.
Yeah, drive to the basket, shoot a two, maybe get fouled, make it, then you do foul again. But now Jackson Center gets the ball behind the timeline. It's side court. Tigers are down three, 6.8 to go. Here's Camden Reese. Here's Reichert at midcourt. 5-4. Reichert hands off on the play to the three-point shooter. Fark. No good off to the left. Rebound Camden Reese. It's over.
Boy, they got a really good look at it that time. It just didn't make it.
And Bodkins survives. Bodkins survives, not leading to the final 2 minutes, 29-26. Bodkins by three. Camden Reese went one for two. If he makes both, then Jackson Center's down two. They can pound it inside to Reichert. Had to settle for the three. Got Fark popping out.
Great look at it,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, he popped out high off a screen and emerged top of the circle, wide open. It was just off to the left, and that's it. Jackson Center shot it poorly in the second half. Credit Botkins. Trojans really picked up their defense over the final two quarters. And now Botkins is 10-0 on the year. 10-0 on the 22-game schedule. Botkins advances to 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins halfway through its 12-game slate in the SCAL. Botkins 10-0 overall, 6-0 in the county. And Jackson Center with the loss, 4-3 in the county. Two of those losses to Botkins. Jackson Center's 8-game win streak comes to a close. Jackson Center now 8-3 on the year. Tigers played a splendid first half. Chuck, your insight at some point midway through that second half, I think, was right on. Yes, we've got the health crisis. Yes, we don't have a packed house here at Botkins, but we had quite a few people here. It was still pretty noisy.
Yeah.
It's Botkins' gym. It was Botkins' home court, and you sensed very appropriately if Botkins got the lead, that might put Jackson Center in a vice, and it did. It did.
Well, they scored 19 points in the second half. That's not huge, but they only had 10 at halftime. Jackson actually scored 15 in the second half, which was more than they scored in the first half. But Botkins gave Jackson a little bit of their own medicine.
Yep.
Man, what a defensive effort and rebounding effort by Botkins tonight. I was impressed.
I like that, Chuck. Gave Jackson Center a little bit of its own medicine, as we reference once again a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center.
There you go. They have the medicine.
But Botkins is well-rounded. This is just not a good outside shooting, big inside scoring, high point getting offensive machine. This team can hustle you and play deep.
Yeah, they absolutely played defense tonight.
Yep.
They were tough.
Well, let's take a look at our scoring, run it down, and then award our Clancy's.
Okay, well, Jackson actually had a 26-22 rebounding advantage, but Botkins had 9 offensive rebounds in the second half, and 6 of those were in the fourth quarter. Only five turnovers for the Trojans. Jackson turned it 8 times. Good floor play for as good as the defense was. 3-9 from the free throw line, including the missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s for Botkins. That's the reason that Jackson actually had a shot at it at the end. And on the other side, Jackson went to the free throw line 4 times, made 3 of them. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they were led by Camden Reese with 9, Aiden Riker with 8. On the other side, Botkins, nobody in double figures either. Blyman had 9, and they got 6 from Carter Blyman. I thought he had a terrific game.
Yep.
And then Jaden Pretty had 5. My Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Jacob Blyman, and I'm going to go with Camden Reese.
Chuck, one quick comment. Aiden Reichert averaging 20 per game on the year. He needs 2 games against Jackson Center to get 20, 12, and 8. Botkins beef bottled him up.
Well, Mahoman did a nice job on him. And I'll tell you, when he came out, Top came into the game and did a nice job. They just played outstanding defense tonight.
And what did I say way back in my pregame discussion? I noted that this Botkins team has got several young men, all 6'3 or better. Denton Holman, Carter Plyman, Dylan Top, Jacob Plyman. They are capable of bottling up Aiden Reichert, and that's what happened. Jackson Center, as the game wore on, didn't shoot it very well. And Jaden Pretty, although he didn't get into the lane the first half, got into the paint area just enough in the fourth quarter to create some havoc.
Well, and you know what? Honestly, if he missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s, went 1 of 2 on the two-shot foul, he makes a couple of free throws, and that last shot doesn't even make any difference.
If I'm in the D4
four boys tournament. I don't want to see either one of these two teams.
No. They won't go in the same bracket, that's for sure.
No, these will be the more than likely the one and two seeds, I would think,
right,
in Piqua, unless there are surprising losses in the next few weeks.
Well, Fort Laramie gets everybody healthy, and they're a very formidable basketball team, too.
Nate Myers' ankle sprain has healed up. He was to get minutes tonight against Rushi.
Yeah, they need him.
Grant Albers' ankle is back at full strength. So we're going to see the best of Fort Laramie over the next few weeks.
Right.
Again, your Clancy's, as I diverted your attention.
Jacob Plyman and Camden Reese.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, this game tonight here at Botkins was, I call it a grinder.
It was absolutely a grinder.
Yeah, yeah. It was not artistic.
No.
It was very physical. The shooting was poor. And as the game wore on, and as Botkins hung around and hung around, Chuck, your insight was right on. You thought Botkins might snare the lead late. They did.
Yep.
And Jackson Center had some opportunities, didn't make shots down the stretch to get even or take the lead back.
Well, I mean, I've seen enough basketball to just you get a feel for a game. And Jackson did a nice job. They never let Botkins get on a run.
No.
But when they got that lead, it was tough because that makes that basket, when you're shooting from behind, makes it look just a little bit smaller up there.
And that good point. So right. Botkins now 6-0 in the Shelby County League, 10-0 overall. Fort Laramie 4-2 in the league coming into tonight's game at home against Rushi. Fort Laramie's won four straight, by the way. Trying to make it five tonight. At Fort Laramie 7-3 overall before that game tonight against Rushi. Jackson Center 4-3 in the league, 8-3 overall. This stops the Tigers' eight-game win streak. Jackson Center had reeled off eight in a row, and the closest games in that stretch were 2 7-pointers. That was it.
Yep.
Anna 3-2, idle tonight, 6-3 overall. Fairlawn playing Houston this evening. Fairlawn 2-2 in league play. Rushi 1-5. Houston 0-6. Botkins victorious tonight in a thriller by three. Thought we might have about twice that many points.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised by the final. So I wasn't surprised by how close it was, but I was surprised by the final score.
Jackson Center won a thriller JV game by four, right?
Made free throws at the end. That was a really good basketball game, too.
A lot of fun tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR. Don't forget, we've got coverage tomorrow night from Minster. Always love going to the Minster gym. They roll out the red carpet for us, just as they do here at Botkins. In fact,
gave me a hot dog. Gave me a Milky Way.
A bottle of water.
They see a fat guy sitting up here, and they go, let's take care of him.
When they brought up the hot dog, I said, I think I'll stay for the varsity game now. But we're at Minster tomorrow night. Fort Laramie comes to town. What a rivalry that is. Fort Laramie's won the last four, all of them in overtime. 5 years ago, Minster won by 16. So in the last five meetings, Minster's outscored Fort Laramie by, I think, 6 or 7 points. But Fort Laramie's won four of the five.
But they're 1-4, yeah.
All in OT. Tomorrow night's game will be late. It'll be a cliffhanger. We'll probably go into an extra period.
It should be a good basketball game. I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll probably see Fort Loramie at its fullest strength of the year tomorrow night against Minster. And the Redskins will need it. Minster is darn good. That'll be a fine game tomorrow night. Airtime online and on radio at about 7. We'll tip at about 7:30. Again, our anchor partners, we'll highlight them for you. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, plus the Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page at the Sydney Daily News, SecureCom in Minster, Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, osgoodbank.com. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner since 2006 and 7. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family of Goffneys has got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyNA. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. 10.5 years now for Dickman here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Clancy's in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Your number one agency in the region again. And a great partner, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Like that? Clear
choice. That's good. That is good.
So for our ScoresBroadcast.com online audience, for our WMVR radio audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Botkins, where the Botkins Trojans have rallied very late and nipped Jackson Center by 3. 3-point win, Trojans over the Tigers, 29-26 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.